escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need a break from the Soto stuff. We'll get back to it. But I told you earlier this week, be Sal and friends with BT on Vacation All-Star Week. And right now, we welcome in a special friend of the show, Andrew Dice Clay. Andrew, how are you? Haven't seen you since the Carnegie Hall show where you killed it. It was tremendous. How are you?
Thank you. That was a fun one. That was good.
Oh, you had us out there. A couple of buddies I brought with me. We had a great time, hung out backstage after, but you killed it. You were tremendous. Andrew and John Lovitz going to be live at the Capitol Theater in Porchester, New York this Friday, July 18th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Go to AndrewDiceClay.com for more details. How's the health, Andrew?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a fun show. That's for sure. I mean, John now is looking for special underwear, you know, or else he would have been here. He's an underwear freak. You know that, you know. And he goes, you know, it's got to be designer or I don't wear it. We're like the Odd Couple. It's really an amazing duo. And when we started doing the Instagram stuff, you know, we realized how much people like us together. So we're continuing. Now we're doing live shows.
And
so that is exciting. I never worked with another headliner, really.
You'll be on stage together?
No, it's just that, you know, it's always, you know, you have your feature act, you know, who I've been using, Eleanor Kerrigan, who's built her career up. But John Lovitz, you know, I mean, you know, this guy's from movie stardom, from SNL to movies to all those city slicker movies. And, you know, he was just on Tires recently, the Shane Gillis show, and just really funny. So it was like, let's do it together. Let's give it two headliners.
I love it. I've been following along on social media, on Instagram. Now, I'm assuming your friendship goes way back, but it's a new thing, at least for social media. How long have you known John?
Since I did Saturday Night Live in 90.
Wow.
You know, and we would always wind up at the same hair salon in L.A., for whatever reason, on the same day for years, and just get into it when we were there and just totally entertain all the stylists there. They used to love that. I mean, we still do it, you know, but, you know, and then we just started hanging. We just have a really good friendship.
And what prompted this idea to get together for this show or the Instagram stuff, all of it?
Well, doing the Instagram stuff together, people seem to really, I don't know if you follow that stuff with me.
Yes,
but,
I do. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you see the kind of nonsense I do on Instagram. And just one day I started, you know, doing some stuff with him, and it really, you know, there was I forgot which one. It got over 2 million views. Hmm. You know, and I was like, oh, there's something going on here.
Now it says.
And he's always it's always he's always threatening me, you know. And I don't know why he thinks he can just beat me up and down the block if he wants, but he does, you know.
He talks tough, but I feel like he talks tough, but you are tough. That's the kind of dynamic that I'm getting there.
No, but it's hilarious. That's what makes it, you know, in front of people, he goes, you have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm going to flip you over. I know karate. I know, you know, it's just funny. He was meant to be a comic.
Who gets top billing here? It's two headliners. It says Andrew Dice Clay and John Lovitz live at the Capitol Theater in Portchester, New York, this Friday, July 18th. Tickets on sale now. Go to andrewdiceclay.com for more details. Who closes out the show? The Dice Man, right?
Well, I'll close the show. Yeah, I mean, I don't care how good you are. Nobody's going on there. You know, it's just the way it is, you know. Yeah, you got to be nuts to try to do that. You know,
what's up with the movies, Dice?
What
you got, a new movie coming out?
Yeah, I got the Pickup coming out with Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson on the 6th of August, and that was great to do because, you know, I always loved Eddie a lot. I think he's one of the great comics and movie stars. So When I got a call to do this, I just jumped at it. I wanted to be on screen with him. So I'm excited about that. I'm finishing up the Dice doc. And so we'll see where that comes out very soon. I would say first part of next year. So there's a lot going on.
What's the doc going to entail? Like, is it going to be a Netflix thing or whatever streaming service? But what's that going to entail? Just camera following you around or about your whole life? What's the doc like?
No. This is, you know, it's about the career. It's really about the career, you know. And, you know, I always looked at myself almost like the real Rocky of comedy type of thing because I've had, as you know, a ton of ups and downs. So, you know, we show some of it.
I cannot wait.
You know, I'm not going
to... Sorry, Dice.
It's taken long enough to put together.
This is why you got to get in studio. What happened? You're too big first night? You came in studio the last couple of times. Now we're doing this phone.
I really don't go in anymore. I just don't. Too much is going on.
What happened? What happened with the eye surgery? You all right?
I'm okay. But I did have to, there were some shows that were moved and postponed. And, anything with an eye thing is scary. So, you know, I'm healing. That's it. You know, I'm pretty good.
But you had to have emergency is what you were saying. I saw that the Instagram post, emergency eye surgery.
Exactly.
You had to miss the Paramount show.
Exactly. But I'm okay. I'm excited about the show. I'm not going to get... You know why I'm not getting that into it? You want the truth? Because that's all. Like I said, you know, I'm not 30 years old anymore, as we know. But, you know, I haven't changed that much. I love being in the gym. I love working out. I love all that stuff. You know, the squish box, whatever you want to call it. I'm into all that, you know. You know, there's goulash flying all over the place. But anyway, what I'm saying is that all people, as they start getting older, every call I make, you know, I could call up somebody and they get into, like, my cousin starts talking about his blood work. And, you know, this the same cousin that was a rock and roller. He's got the sleeves of tattoos and... He's married for the second time with a kid, and all he talks about is, you know, I have a pain here. They want me to get a CT scan. This is the same cousin that was calling me from the limelight years ago, you know, about what was going on with him and some guy's girlfriend, you know, on the metal stairs of limelight. And now he's going, you know, my cholesterol's through the roof. I'm going, don't call me no more. I can't hear it anymore. You know, my sister talking to me about everything going on with her, and people's feet are corroding, and you know, I can't hear it. You know, I won't make any more friends on, you know, unless they're 40 or under. That's it. You know, because I will tell you, if you're not exercising, if you're not working your body out, it does just friggin' corrode. That's it. You know?
No.
I can't hear it. I don't want to hear that negativity of, oh, you know, do you know what my pressure was? Who cares? You know, I don't care what your pressure was. My pressure is going up listening to you.
It's,
you know,
it's alarming from a fan standpoint, because I know you're a machine that takes pride in keeping himself in shape and getting on the stage and performing at a very high level night in, night out, as you've done for many years.
Exactly.
So you knew that when I saw something like that, like, oh, crap, Dice is going to have to miss the Paramount because of emergency eye surgery. Like,
well, when I asked the doctor about it, this is funny. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, you know, I was telling him, like, you know, the kind of weights I lift and, you know, because you're thinking, can that do what happened, you know? And he goes, no, none of that, you know. I go, well, tell me, like, what causes this? He goes, bad luck. You know? And I go, why? What do you mean bad luck? He goes, well, you know, you're getting a little older, you know. I go, so I will be, see, what I cared about is that I will be able to work out again. But they said you can't really do anything for a month that way, you know, and that's okay. You know, because even when you do work out a lot, you take breaks, you know. So, but yeah, but when a guy's come bad luck, you know, like, you know, I go, well, what do you mean bad luck? He goes, well, you know, you're older now. So there's two insults.
No, yeah. You know? Nothing so you could do.
It's
nothing
kind
you...
of funny, but the way he said it was like funny, you know.
Nothing you know, could do to prevent that, the bad luck issue. Nothing you could do to prevent that. Now, did you make up, Dice?
Bad luck. Thank you. thanks for that information.
Did you make up the
date
yet?
You're going to have bad luck.
You make up the date yet for Huntington
that?
at the Paramount? Have you made up that date yet, or you have a schedule for that?
No, that's going to be the 6th of December.
Oh, okay. So in December, you'll be back on Long Island at the Paramount making up for that date. And, of course... this Friday, July 18th, Andrew Dice Clay.
Worcester.
Yeah. Andrew Dice Clay and John Lovitz, his BFF. Like, check it out on Instagram. It's hilarious, the two interacting. Dice, John Lovitz, live at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, this Friday, July 18th, 8 p.m. Go to andrewdiceclay.com for more details. Get the tickets. Dice, you're the man. We appreciate you a few minutes. I know, like, you know, you're old. You don't want to come anywhere. We got to get you back in studio. You're the man, the energy in studio.
You know what? Maybe, you know, you also got to understand I'm up till 4 in the morning. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like, in those ways. You know, like, I will be talking to John Lovitz, like, 3 in the morning. You know what I mean? I make a lot of calls through the night, you know, and I've always lived, like, a nightlife. So you know, yeah, for me to get up early, get it. Get it. How long you been doing this?
Yeah, well, I was doing the overnights, and then I got bumped up to the midday. And I got to be honest with you. I hated working all overnight. That was a challenging thing as well. But I hate getting up at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. So I'm kind of with you. If I could be a night owl, I would.
So what time do you come in now?
I got to get here. I get here usually 9:30-ish, and the show starts at 10. And I get to go to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It's, you know, early. That's an early morning.
I always gave it up to the morning, guys, because I'm like, get up that early. You know, like when you really do like the morning shows, those guys got to get up, what, 2-3 in the morning?
Yeah.
You know, if you're on the air, it's like 6. You know, you can't first wake up when you go on the air. You got to be up. You know, you're waking everybody in the city up, you know. You know, so, Yeah, I used to do that all the time. You know, I would stay up all night and then go do radio. You know, but that's changed a little.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So here's the issue. Because when I was on the overnights, I couldn't get in touch with you. Then I get moved to the day part. It's like, oh, you want the ice? He could come on. So I wish I had the opportunity to get you in studio when we're doing the overnights.
I'm not going to say I'll never do it. That would be stupid. You know, but this time, you know, especially because of what I went through, I'm just sort of watching myself. You know, and like I said, just taking it easy till I got to do my show.
Totally understand, you know? And we appreciate the few minutes on the phone. All good, Dice. Great to talk to you and catch up. Best of luck, Port Chester, this Friday. You, John Lovitz, looking forward to it at the Capitol Theater. We'll talk to you down the road. Good luck, best of health. We'll see you soon, Dice. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you. All right,
bye-bye. Go to AndrewDiceClay.com for more details. If it were... Now, I got a lot going on this week. You know, you get the David Wright game Saturday. I told you I'm trying to go to the Red Bulls game to see Messi, who's in town. My wife and her family want to go see that. I'm not even sure. Where the hell is Port Chester, New York? Do you even know where Port Chester is? Is that like upstate somewhere? Where is Port Chester?
Dude, that's like 5 minutes from me.
It's not that far.
Eastchester, Westchester area, yeah.
Oh, you should be going then. You got to see the Dice Man. Dude, I'm telling you, you missed out on it, and BT backed down on it. I took my buddy Vin, Nick Costos, and Steve from Natural Body, Steve and Howard Beach. We had a blast at the Dice Show at Carnegie Hall. He was fantastic. And then we got to go backstage and hang with him for a little bit, become friendly with him. And that was a cool experience in itself to see the show, but then hang out with him backstage. He's the man. And still going strong.
I do kind of want to see it. Plus, I want to see what color underwear John Lovitz is doing.
I like John Lovitz too, but come on, Dice is... And speaking about those New York Mets, from one legendary guest to another, we just had Andrew Dice Clay. We now welcome in Andy Martino of SNY.TV. All right, Andy, bunch of things. You and I talk quite a bit on and off the air. Obviously, baseball night in New York, you catch that 6 p.m. weekdays on SNY. But there's a lot of reasons I wanted to have you on today, starting with David Wright. You've covered David Wright for a long time. We had Terry Collins in earlier today. Wright will have his number retired on Saturday. Where does David rank as far as the players that you have covered in your career?
Sal, in terms of, there's two different ways I could go with this. It would be similar, but like baseball players or human beings?
It's a great question. I would try to combine the two because I know your answer about baseball players. You could say, well, Judge is better or this guy's better. Well, like, we know what Wright was as a player, but I mean all encompassing. When you factor in everything, where would you put Wright in that category?
I'll tell you what, in terms of baseball player, Aaron Judge and A-Rod and people that you could say like are on another level, Hall of Fame type level. But David Wright was, if you need to forget what a superior baseball player he actually was for quite a few years before the injury started to kick in, the way he controlled at bats, the power that was unfortunately sapped by the original dimensions of Citi Field, and of course getting hit in the head by Matt Cain didn't help. And some things that added up, but what a baseball player. And I think that's an important thing to note. He's not just a nice guy or a good representative for the Mets or anything. So I'm glad we're talking about both. And when I came on the beat, I had covered the Mets previously, but when I came on the full-time beat in the 2010 season, he was resurgent after 2009. It was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. You remember when he started in 2012? He got hurt a little through that year, but at the beginning he was taking at bats that Terry Collins was comparing to Barry Bonds, where he just didn't miss a pitch. So great player. But I think more importantly, I just can't think of a superstar that was a better person and is a better person and more down to earth person. And I know.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It becomes cliche to say that about Wright because everyone says it, but it's just so true. And when he was in his younger years, I remember like looking at him really closely for a while, being like, this guy's not for real, is he? He's too nice. I mean, he must be slick. There must be something phony about this. And then you finally go, no, he's the real deal. And I'll tell you a quick story. I could tell you many, but just to his character, exceeding even mine, and certainly yours, Sal, but mine as well. He was in the locker room one day when Josh Tolley was a young player, and there was a reporter who was interviewing Wright, who was kind of like making a goofy job of it, like an inexperienced reporter, and just asking some weird questions and being maybe a little bit less than professional. And Tolley looks at me and he's like, who is this guy? And I'm like, I don't know. And me and Tolley are kind of chuckling behind the reporter's back. And the second the interview is done and the guy is safely out of earshot, Wright turns to me and he lays into me. He's like, oh, I remember when you first came around here and you're like, Mr. Wright, can I please have an interview? And now you think you're better than someone? Like, don't you come in here with that attitude. Who do you think you are? And I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's fair. And I'm a jerk and you're not. And there's not that many instances where the ball players are more mature than you are. So learning how to be a better person through the superstar player is certainly special.
That is a tremendous story that I have never heard before. You never told me that one. If you did, I forget it. But I don't think you ever told me that. And it does speak to David Wright, where it's not just when the cameras are on certain people. God, and that's why, Andy, like, I'm almost mad at myself because I don't think I properly appreciated all that David Wright was, because I was still kind of in my prime fandom when he first came up, and he was billed as, you know, one of the Mets saviors, him and Reyes. And you know, I used to joke and call him the golden boy who could do no wrong, even though he was, I thought, subpar in the 2006 NLCS. So I kind of held that against him. But I think there's great value in not only being homegrown and carrying yourself the right way and representing the franchise, but God, the respect that he showed everybody, the way that he handled himself and was a great player on top of it. I think outside of Tom Seaver, who will always be the franchise, I think Wright's the greatest Met ever outside of Seaver.
I certainly could see that argument. I mean, there's a couple guys we could look at, like, for different reasons, Piazza, Beltran, obviously we all know who the names would be. But yeah, Wright was the he's just the whole package. And almost to a level where it's frankly unprofessional. Like, I'm really happy for him, and I'm excited to be there on Saturday. I'm leaving my family at the shore to be there on Saturday. That's how important this is to me personally. And that says something about, like, the greatness that he had, the person that he was, the person that he still is. I mean, even now, like 2024 NLCS at Dodger Stadium, our buddy Josh Satin, who's great friends with David Wright, they both live out in L.A., texted me. He's like, hey, I'm down sitting in the seats by the dugout. Come say hello. So I'm talking to Josh for a few minutes during the game. And all of a sudden, I look a couple seats down, and David's there, and I didn't know. And he stands up. He's like, oh, what? You're going to big league me now for Josh Satin? Da, da, da. And like, oh, sorry. It was great to see him. Da, da, da. It always feels right in Mets land when David's around. And then that was the day that Vientos, remember, they walked a guy in front of him, and Vientos hits the grand slam. It's a big day, like big coming out into stardom, or so it seemed at the time for Mark Vientos. So he's the story that he is the story of the day. I text Wright, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to, like, seeing you for the first time in a couple years, it wasn't like an excuse to bug you, but you're the iconic third baseman. Vientos had this big day. Is there any way you could text or call me with a quote about Vientos that I could put in my column? Hour or two go by. He doesn't get back to me. I'm like, oh, shoot. I overstepped. Dave and I have a good relationship, but that was probably annoying of me. And then, like, in time for me to include it in the column, he sends me these texts. He's like, I'm so sorry. I was driving. I missed this. But here's what I think about Mark. And then he sends me, like, three or four long paragraphs of detailed, like, well-worded thoughts about Mark Vientos. Oh, when I first saw Mark in spring training a couple years ago, I was struck by his da-da-da. And I'm like, Jesus, man, you didn't have to do that. And it just keeps going where not just in his playing days, but in retirement, he's just that guy.
He is the man, and I love hearing more and more stories like that. We're talking with Andy Martino of SNY.TV. We'll get into the trade deadline stuff in just a minute, Mets and Yanks, both sides of that. One more on Wright. Did you watch The Right Way that's going to be premiering tomorrow night on SNY? Have you seen that yet, an advance copy?
I did watch it a few nights ago, and you know, Joe Kraus, our guy that does these documentaries, they did a great job getting Wright to open up. There were some things in there with a little harder edge than what we usually see from Wright publicly, saying how much he disliked Jimmy Rollins and the Phillies. I mean, and what great entertainment. What a rivalry that was for a couple of years, and remembering that. And then there's a moment where Wright says that in his interview with Joe that he had some regrets over diving to cover third base in that play that where he injured himself. And it's very rare for an athlete to say, I regret that I tried too hard in that moment. And Wright basically says that. I'm paraphrasing a little, but that's an example of how we get a very raw and open David Wright in that documentary. So I highly recommend. I think it's on at 8 o'clock tomorrow on SNY. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time.
I believe it's 8 o'clock.
It might be 6:30. Okay, well, whatever. I'll follow you later on. Either way, keep a lock to Baseball Night in New York first and then watch it. It's great. But I wanted to ask you about that because I learned, well, maybe not learned, because you live through it in real time. It's nice to look back on it when you have everything kind of in sequential order, how it started and then how it ended. And there were a lot of ups and downs. And there is some sadness to the story, of course, but there is great reward in it as well. He was able to come back from injury and be in the World Series and hit a home run in the World Series. I mean, outside of winning the World Series, that's as good as it gets. And the fact that he could do that after what happened in 06, 07, 08, after the injuries, after getting hit in the head, all those different things. God, like, I don't think that it's an unhappy story with David Wright. No. I'd be curious to get your thoughts on the roller coaster, the ups and downs, and how you think the ending of David Wright's stories is.
I strongly agree with that, Sal. And I've noticed it's a little bit of a controversial opinion among Mets fans. I've expressed it a few times over the years and gotten some blowback. But I know David Wright personally. I know friends of his. And he's well-adjusted enough where he does not see this as a sad story. The only thing that really sucks is that he's got to deal with his back stuff as a human being for the rest of his life. But in terms of and that's not to minimize that, but in terms of a baseball career, I guarantee everyone who's listening that Wright does not consider his career a sad story. He had great moments. Like you said, he got back. He was able to not only hit that home run in the World Series, but 3 years later have that day where his daughter throws out the first pitch and at Citi Field, and he comes back for one final game. He was at peace with with the career and the way it was. And, you know, he made his money too. And I don't say that cavalierly. Like, he's mature enough to know the sad story is the guy that gets spinal stenosis in AA and never plays. That's the sad story. David Wright is a success story, and he knows that. So it's something to celebrate, not mourn, the career that we saw.
BT and Sal, BT on vacation. We're talking about Andy Martino, SNY.TV. All right, can't let you go without getting some insight here to the Mets and Yankees trade deadline, obviously the All-Star game. Did you watch the almost All-Star game last night?
I did not. I supported you and your boycott.
Yes! Thank you, Andy. No Soto, no Sal, or Andy. All right, so I'll forget the All-Star game. Did you? Where are we at here with the Mets as far as what you expect them to be looking to acquire ahead of the trade deadline?
Pitching in particular, Sal, they know that they need a setup guy for the playoffs. Other than Ryan Stanek, no offense to Stanek, he throws very hard. He's a good guy, but 35-40 pitches to get through a lot of scoreless eighth innings. Probably not going to get it done in the postseason, even though he often gets the results. They need a more dynamic power arm to push Stanek into a slightly different role. I expect them to add bullpen. They'll look at rotation. They've been looking at rotation for weeks, but all of a sudden the rotation is becoming more whole again. So we'll see where they go there. Probably less aggressive. It's going to be on rotation now than they would have been because it's going to be a really tough seller's market for starting pitching. So do I see David Stearns beating out an even hungrier team for rotation help on the Sandy Alcantara or someone like that? Kind of hard to see. But keeping an eye on that. And center field, certainly like we've talked about on the show, Sal, they're looking for a center fielder. They don't have one. Jose Siri is supposed to be that guy, and that broken bone is like just isn't healing. Tyrone Taylor is a winning player, but not your starting center fielder. And obviously, Jeff McNeil and Acuna are infielders who can get the job done on a given day, but not in the World Series, which is where the Mets want to be. So those are the places I would look. You hear little rumblings about maybe a temporary third base upgrade, but I'm not necessarily hearing that as top of mind at the moment. But there's a lot of time for these things to shift. And now, only now, the front offices really, truly start to focus on this after the draft.
And do you think that we're going to see a very aggressive Mets front office here ahead of the trade deadline?
Yeah, for sure. They know that they're in their window. Lindor's not getting any younger. Alonso's just here through the year. They just invested in Soto and have a handful of his prime years that they're really paying with that 15-year contract. So now's the time. Anything that they can do that they feel will help them win. Now their version of aggressive might be different than the traditional version of aggressive. You've already seen that with David Stearns, right? When a fan might have wanted Blake Snell, they went and got three Paul Blackburns. And I'm not saying that's the right or wrong. It all depends on the context of the circumstance. But they'll be aggressive in adding and ambitious about improving the team, whether that means like the headline-grabbing names. That I'm not so sure about. We'll see.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the names either, but I would determine aggressive certainly not Ruff and Vogelbach. And the way that I would determine aggressive is taking on money to add a better player or trading prospects to add a better player. And you think Stearns or Cohen or the combination would be willing to do both, knowing that it's their window?
Yeah, I think they'll be more careful about prospects than money. And I'm sure fans would like to hear that. Money doesn't cost anybody anything other than Steve Cohen, and he has it. Prospects, they've got some, obviously, abundance of infield talent that if somebody really wanted to, if another team really wanted to center a deal around a Beatty or maybe a Vientos or an Acuna, there's a lot of ways that the Mets could go. And they feel like they have a surplus of young pitching in the minor leagues, a lot of names that we haven't necessarily heard. Not the top guys like Nolan McLean or Jonah Tong, but they have some pitchers that they think would appeal to other teams to get them some rental players too.
All right, what about the Yankees? To me, it's never a doubt that the Yankees are going to try to add and be aggressive in their own way. Well, is it just third base? Is it starting, rotation, bullpen, all of the above? Where are we at with the Yankees ahead of the trade deadline?
It's a typical Brian Cashman deadline where it's like everything and anything he can grab from top of the rotation, headline-grabbing names to third base for sure. They basically are playing without a third baseman. The guy that is getting most of the at-bats is hitting 150, so they know they're obviously going to do that. They really don't have a lot of need in the outfield this year, so or if any need. So you look at pitching and third base, and look, this is a team with a rotation built the guys that came from other organizations, like Gerrit Cole is out, obviously, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon. The Yankees are never afraid to acquire big, bold names and players they didn't develop and trade their prospects to do it. So it'll be in a year where they could easily be in or win the World Series. They're gonna try to go for it, of course.
You know, you probably should have taken those days down at the shore with your family, because you know in a week or so you're gonna be nonstop with all these potential trades and rumors and all that stuff. No.
Well, you know, Sal, sick and twisted people like us sometimes prioritize our work life over our personal life, and well, it feels like the right thing in the moment, we'll be paying for it with perhaps less love and attention from our family down the line when we're old.
And it will all be worth it. Andy, we appreciate it. I'm not so sure. Hey, you got to do something to make sure the kids are getting fed, right?
That's true.
Maybe I'll see you out. Are you on? Where are we at with Baseball Night? Baseball Night in New York. Are you on it all the rest of the week?
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
All right. Well, actually, you won't. I'm off tomorrow from Baseball Night in New York. But
oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'll be watching. Well, I get the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation golf thing, so I'll be doing the show there. So I had to take the day off. It's a pain in the neck to get back into the city. Either way, maybe I'll see you out there Saturday with the David Wright Show. And, of course, check out The Right Way, which will air tomorrow night, premiere tomorrow night, on SNY. Andy Martino of SNY.TV and obviously SNY. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate the time.
All right, Sal. Thanks.
Willie is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Willie?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yo, Sal, what's going on, my boy?
How are you, Willie?
I'm chilling. I tried to call like a couple weeks back. We got disconnected. You know, I never disagree with you, Sal. Now, I half agree with you, half disagree. Let me Let me tell you. First of all, Pete got robbed. But here's the thing about the almost all-star game. Juan Soto was almost an all-star. First of all, you just got $765 million
but
out of your pockets, right?
Understood. Okay, but
so you
Willie,
should be more upset as a baseball player. But, you should be more upset. You're not in the all-star game.
But would you rather, Willie, understood, but let me ask you. Would you rather hear Soto be open and honest about how he feels about the money, or would you rather hear the bull crap from most other players saying it's about representing the team, blah, 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 blah? You want to believe
I respect his honesty.
Well,
but now,
there you go.
Here's my rebuttal, Sal. You have a daughter, and congratulations on your house in New Jersey. We haven't spoke. Listen, if your daughter's in a school play and she doesn't have a talking role, you and your wife ain't going to support? Of course you saw, right?
No.
Now, your
no.
daughter was almost an
Willie,
all-star, but she didn't
Willie, you, first of all,
you're
Willie.
You're still going to support, Sal. Come
Willie,
on.
I love you. Seriously.
I'm surprised you didn't watch, Mo. I'm real surprised at you, Sal.
No Soto, no Sal, Willie. And I love you. Thanks for the call. Great passion. Make sure you get back to us.
Yeah, to finish that, and you can check it out in case you missed anything on the free Odyssey app. We had Terry Collins in studio earlier to talk about David Wright. We had Dice Clay join the show for a little bit. Obviously, we just talked with Andy Martino talking about David Wright having his number retired. Gave some great David Wright stories and also talked about the Mets and Yankees ahead of the trade deadline here. But even that call by Willie right there was fun. In case you missed it, no. If Sammy doesn't have a speaking part, no Sammy speaking, no Sal. Like, come on, same thing as the All-Star game with Soto. Before we finish up on the phones, 888-808-1019, whatever it is you want to discuss on this Wednesday afternoon. You know, the Jets have done something great here where they lock up Garrett Wilson, which you talked about yesterday, and obviously yesterday Sauce Gardner. And I don't know if there's been a more record-breaking wrong from me. Hoff did the bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie yesterday, asking me if I thought the Jets would get the deal done with Sauce. I did not think that Sauce would follow Garrett Wilson. I don't think Sauce has earned that. You could give all the metrics that you want and all the data that you want. Watching Sauce Gardner, to me, he has been a disappointment, if anything else. I said this last year, I think he's the most overrated player in the league. Now, it doesn't mean that he can't be a great cornerback or that what the Jets did wasn't smart, because the Jets locking him up now, also projecting that they're going to get top-notch production from him moving forward. However, they see that they want to use him, which may be quite different from the way that Robert Saleh used him. You want him to go all over the field and trail the league's, you know, the opponent's top receiver. We'll see. And maybe that'll lead to more interceptions. I don't know about the tackling issue or aspect of it with Sauce. But again, great corners don't need to be great tacklers. Just have to cover well. Interceptions would be nice, but make sure you're a shutdown corner. And I have not gotten that from Sauce Gardner yet. I value it more than almost anything in the sport outside of a great edge rusher who can wreck the game getting to a quarterback. The cover corner who can shut down the top wide receiver, the way that Darrell Revis did it for years with the Jets. Bring in the top receiver, doesn't matter. Back then, Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, like you name it, whoever it was, Randy Moss, he's shutting them down. Forget all of them, but he dealt with a lot of them. The Bengals guys, Ocho Cinco back then. Whoever it was, Revis was shutting them down. And Sauce, to me, he thinks he's that good. I don't think he's gotten there yet. I don't think this is a bad move. I love the aggression and getting out in front of things the way that Glenn and Muji have now done it with Wilson and Sauce and putting those potentially distracting stories to bed before training camp. Now the onus is on the players. Now, like, there is no more excuse. And by the way, just because they're signed to these contracts doesn't mean that they can't complain in a couple years anyway. Like, we look at it, oh, they're locked up in the next 5 years and the guarantees, and it shouldn't be an issue. 2-3 years, Sauce is unhappy, thinking he wants more money, or Garrett, whatever, and then who knows, it could become a problem. But forget about that, because it's not going to be a problem in the short term, at the very least, which is exactly what the Jets need, a clean slate going in with a new general manager, new head coach, new quarterback, very fresh, clean slate going into the upcoming season. But these guys got to produce now. The gamble they took was locking them up, believing on their talent, believing that Garrett Wilson's going to turn into a top receiver, and I believe he can. I believe he would be better by now, regardless of circumstance. I thought he'd be better, but I still think the best days are yet to come with Garrett Wilson. I'm not so sure about Sauce. I hope that he becomes a dominant shutdown corner. I'm not so sure that he's going to be the impactful lockdown corner, game-changing corner. I mean, to be the highest-paid player, the highest-paid corner in the game, you know, he's going to have to go out there and earn that. The pre-rankings or whatever rankings you have that have him number one, I'm not there yet with Sauce. Need more of an impact game in, game out from him. But good on the Jets for operating in a very functional way, not letting these things linger and become a potential distraction in year one with a new regime. Alan is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Alan?
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good, Alan. How are you?
This is my second time actually talking to you. So I'm the regular caller to the fans. So
we appreciate
it. I'm in my 70s. So I'm the big Yankees fan. So just wanted to give a couple of comments to you. One, the All-Star game baseball is the only one I ever watched since the 50s. I don't watch the others. I watch these games, the All-Star game, because I enjoy the excitement and the stars. And I've seen many of them. Since time is short, I just want to tell you, Soto is a star. Soto belongs on this National League team. I don't know all the ins and outs of this, but he was not voted on, so I can blame the Mets fans for that. That's just my opinion. They didn't vote him on. And then if the players, I think, put players on, and then the coaches and managers put players on. But Juan Soto, to me, was missed. I missed seeing him yesterday. He would bring much to the degree of excitement to any game that Juan Soto was in. And the fact that he didn't come yesterday, we missed. We missed something that we should have all seen. And I know he was pissed. He's not going to say that. And I know he talked about it after the fact and the voting was done. But as a big-time Yankee fan, and one that enjoyed his presence last year and what he brought to the Yankees, for all the fans that watched him, I couldn't boycott because I'm not on your side with that. We are both Ranger fans, you and I. I felt Soto was disturbing. Oh. Soto was given a disservice, and I wanted him to play in this game.
Alan, you are a smart man, my friend, and we appreciate you listening for all the years you have. We appreciate you taking the time to call. I couldn't have said it better myself. Matter of fact, you could have come in and host the show. I mean, I'm with you. Soto should have been an all-star. To me, it's a no-brainer. There was no argument against, and there is a glaring omission. It's like if you watch a movie or a play without their lead actor or actress in it. You can watch it and you can enjoy it, but in the back of your mind or at the forefront, you're thinking, man, how much better could this have been if so-and-so were in it? And that's how, if I did watch the game last night, and I didn't, you know, no Soto, no Sal, boycotting. But if I did watch, I would have been thinking about Soto the whole time. And even watching the condensed game this morning, you know, because I got a job to do, I wanted to stay on top of it. I miss Soto. He earned it. Not because I love Soto. And by the way, I do love Soto. Why? Because he's a great player and a big star in the sport and has been since he's come into the league. In the league. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to Jack helping out as well. Thanks to TC for taking some time out of his busy schedule to come in. Andy Martino, Dice, all the guests. Check anything out on the free Odyssey app. Back again tomorrow, live from the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation outing, the golf outing there. So we'll be there having plenty of guests on as well. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.